While on the job, police watch out for one another while responding to dangerous situations. And now two retired Montgomery County police officers show us that having your partner's back doesn't end when you give your final radio call.
Retired Montgomery County Police Officer Stan Barsh has polycystic kidney disease.
Over time, it grows cysts on my kidneys. My kidneys grew to about 15, 20 pounds apiece.
And last year, it got so bad that he was told he needed a transplant. So he put out a message on Facebook for help, and 31 people stepped up to see if they were a match. As he waited for those results, he worried about what might happen if a donor couldn't be found.
Whether it's going to be dialysis, whether I was going to go into kidney failure and die.
But his former partner on the force, Megan Ambrose, found out something he didn't know. She was a 100% match.
It was pretty surreal.
So on Valentine's Day of this year, also National Donor Day, Megan gave Stan a card.
It said, you know, I heard you're in need of a kidney and, you know, went on to say that, you know, you could have mine.
The transplant was a complete success. And 3 days after the procedure, Stan, a father of three, says he hasn't felt this good in a long time.
These boys are 6, 4, and 3 years old. They'd never seen me with the amount of energy that they're about to be introduced to. And I'm just so excited to start this new leaf on life.
As for Megan, she says a police officer always has their partner's back, even after retirement.
I am just so grateful that I'm able to help him and give him back a part of him that has been missing for so long.
She really, really went out on a ledge by giving me this gift of life.
And as she calls Stan the big brother she never had,
with this kidney inside of me, we are forever joined together.
They hope their story will encourage others to donate.
That my story brings some inspiration to some people to really consider and share in their spare.
If you feel moved to change someone else's life, please do so.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.